Number of what's the window? I've seen the back.
Not
even so. We had a concept that the number was too limited. Maybe from our concern, we can just directly go to 3.1. We have a briefing by Joy,
okay,
to cover everything.
Sure.
You remember last time, sorry to be eating while I'm talking. Last time we waited for Deputy Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
I think she indicated to us that she was in a meeting, so she couldn't come. So, over to you, Joy.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just met with the Deputy Secretary, and she's given me some updates to communicate with you. So, as members know, we talked about the conference before. It's divided into the Monday, which is the preparatory workshop, which is hosted by the caucus. And we are inviting the PWP from the provinces and the caucuses in the provinces. Then the
what is that? I can't see.
The Commonwealth Women's Parliamentarian Forum and the caucuses in the provinces have been invited.
Oh, okay.
For Monday.
On Monday?
On Monday. which is the event that we hosted. Then the Tuesday, and Monday, just to say, honourable members, will be in the old assembly chamber. Then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we go into the conference itself, and that will be hosted. We just got permission to use the house. It will be in the chamber in the new week. Just to also say that the idea around the conference was that we had to come up with very clear action plans around the theme of women and the changing world of work. So the way the program is being designed is towards working towards that goal of coming up with a plan, and that plan has to be built into the work of the caucus, which is why on the agenda we've got Tepakati talking to our current plan, because we would have to take that plan and incorporate some of what comes out of the conference. So on day one, in the preparatory workshop, we designed that we have discussions around what we are doing and what the provincial women's caucuses are doing. And we then look at the conference themes, which is to look at the role of women in the economy, in the work environment, what are the barriers in terms of women managing their triple gender role. We look at the role of violence and how it impacts upon women in the world of work and the ability to be economically active. And then lastly, we look at the role of Parliament in overseeing women being absorbed into the economy and creating gender-sensitive work environment. By the end of the conference, we want to be really clear about what are the areas of legislative reform that are required, what should be the oversight priorities of the Parliament, and how do we better give effect to the international instruments that look at how women are able to juggle their work and personal lives better. So, Chair, at the end of day one, we have to come up with something that, so at the end of the preparatory workshop, we have to come up with a document that can be taken into the conference as an overview of what we have agreed upon, and it's been agreed that Honourable Tadiza would present that on our behalf. I just also need to mention that the Chief Whip's forum met this morning. They were not happy about the fact that the program did not accommodate members of the opposition. So to just say to you that the program is a draft. I'm asked to work on it all the time as there are changes. But we have to create spaces for the opposition. So that discussion those consultations will happen, and we'll look at how to incorporate that into the what we've done is Brian has prepared a copy of the research paper that we did, and the idea behind that was to never start engaging with the content. We had hoped that the provinces would bring with them their work plans for their caucuses, so that we are prepared in a sense. We start from a position of where we're prepared and we can get to what is required of us, which is to come up with plans. I'll stop there, Chairperson.
Okay. There we are. This is not the first time that we get a briefing, but this is quite different now. Maybe let me indicate that when we convened this meeting, we were under the impression that Comrade Toko is going to come here and come and talk to us about was it recommendations from the other meeting we had, the workshop of the CWP, that we haven't executed as yet. What are we going to be saying about that? That's why we wanted her to come. I don't know whether in the document you are going to be dealing with, how are you going to insert that? Because that is our concern. There were so many things that she spoke about that day and we agreed on. And up to now we haven't done anything.
That isn't a problem. So Tepakati is going to present on that document, but we have not adopted that document. And I think that what we should possibly do is adopt it after the conference, because we might want to tweak some things to incorporate the conference plans. And then that would be a nice place, the CWP plan, going to be a place to take some of the resolutions and concerns and make sure that you implement the CWP one.
Okay, we'll talk about this when we come to the next point 3.2, because I think people would like to debate this. There is the plan for the International Women's Conference. No one. How old are you? Secretary was saying the concern that I have, the office, yeah, he said he's got another engagement. That's what he was.
Ooh.
Okay, you can go on.
Now, what I can say, honestly, from my heart, is that every time we give input, I'm not sure if they're taken into consideration. Can I give an
Joy wants question. Joy.
I'm not sure if whatever that we say in this committee is taken seriously. The other time we have made input how the conference has to look like and all that, was that taken into consideration? If that was not taken into consideration, we are not, I think we are a committee that they only come and consult, but they have an idea, they know how they want to run. But we are just here to be told how the conference is going to run and all that. They don't need our input. So what is the use in making input in this particular instance? Because what appears to be done, everything appears to be fixed. I don't know, but that's my opinion, because as far as I'm concerned, everything that comes from the Speaker's office or the chair of chair's office, it's always like that, it's that name. So whatever input that we want to make there, it doesn't have any significance.
Yeah. You maybe let me, before Joy can cut in, that I think, I don't know, we got an apology, you were not here.
Yeah, that was last week.
That was last week. Ujoy is making this for the second time, this input. This is the last part.
Mm.
She had given us input on the whole thing, how it's going to go, and we intervened, and we told her what we needed. You remember?
Mm.
One of the things was that there was a stipulated amount of people from Inatika, from us.
Yes.
And then we made it clear that in that meeting, if this is not considered, we are not going to be part. And so hence we have a communique that is going around that invites every woman now.
Yes,
yeah. And I think from the briefing we had in that meeting, we were quite satisfied that we are going to be playing this, we are going to be part of it. And what we were not clear about is the issue of the CWP. Because you remember when we had that workshop, I don't know, you were there.
I was there.
We didn't execute what we agreed on this.
Mm.
Now we wanted to know what are we going to talk about.
Yes.
We wanted to talk or to come here. Now I'm told that she's engaged in another. Now that is why, what she's giving us a report on.
Okay.
Mm.
If they did consider what we wanted them to consider, because we can't be a women's portfolio without having other women, to take other women on board.
Mm.
Because whatever that has to be presented, especially the fourth industry, the industrial revolution has to get women involved, because once you leave them out, then you have those economic crises coming in and out again, because women, the chunk of the population will be left out of the economical mainstream to participate. So women need to know what is this fourth industrial revolution all about and how they can get themselves involved, and we must find programs that forces them to come to get into that fourth industrial revolution. Otherwise, the whole concept of removing women from poverty, inequality and unemployment is not going to be achieved without them being there.
Can I ask a question? Is the minister going to be part of this? The women's
ministry.
So she's going to give an input on economic.
She is scheduled to talk on the impact on violence in terms of how
to
affect women's
ability
to be in the economy.
Who's going to deal with this? Is it Vuyo? Who's going to talk about
this? No, Vuyo is second chair. For now, the moderator is going to, we're still looking at that. It's in consultation with the Chief Works Forum, because we are still committed members of the opposition. But they will moderate some of those sessions. So that that panel will be Minister Shabangu together with Lisa Faison.
What is Vuyo talking about?
Vuyo is not on the program anymore.
Not in the... Now, what Pat is talking about, how do we draw these provinces and so that they can tell us what they are doing in the provinces, because it's so important. The last time the minister spoke about this and the event that we had, it was about economic empowerment, yes. And Nakui Nancy 2063, it arises on it. But now it doesn't seem we are going, and we are having this international conference. And people who are coming here, some are from FADAC, maybe they are expecting,
yeah,
you know, us who are going, that we are going to be talking about these things.
Uthobo is going to be one of the speakers.
Yeah, Uthobo is going to be one of the speakers, but it doesn't, I'm going to go in it. I'm going to have a department here, women. Hence, Unanzika is raising it. Angeti Akumula, we made an attempt as the country last time. Opumzile second, to the city's second economy. So, yeah, tell us to win after that. This is what we are trying to do now, Makoskazi. And now, if we are not talking about it, how are they going to do it? How are they going to, and you know, get themselves empowered? And Sikhuluma Sinama, Sine Department, yes, small businesses. Why should it be small always?
Yeah.
You see, so such things,
yeah,
when you are talking to women, must be small. Mm-hmm. Why not big businesses? Mm-hmm. These are the things they should be talking about here. Mm-hmm. There must be someone who's going to do. If you can, that is another concern. I don't know whether they can, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we had Minister Lee from the Department of Small Business Development on the program.
Oh, and then?
She's talking as well. But you know, I just wanted to also mention the thing that has changed between last week and this week is that South Africa has put out the information on poverty and the extent of poverty, and I think that's been getting quite a lot of the media. So in the context of that, we need to. So the statistic that one in every two South Africans are living in poverty now. And I think that puts a very different spin on things now, because it means that this can't just be a talk shop. I mean, we've been asked to take what comes out of it. And if we think about who's going to implement that, it's actually the caucus and the CWP. So we could have been very strategically about what the plans are, what goes into it, and how we set ourselves up for doing things that we can achieve without setting ourselves up to fail by taking on too much. So I think that, you know, while we have to be something for the CWP plan that we came up with and say that this is a draft. We need to think very strategically about how we take on board these things in a way that sets us up to.
Actually, we should have summarized the, that report and say specifically these are the issues that affect women that set a reason, a shopping. And I can understand that, that one out of every two South Africans, the two should be women.
Mm. They do correlate.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that as a research.
No, I understand you, my dear.
Yes.
I am saying, in actual fact, there is no problem that South Africa has mentioned this.
Mm-mm.
It does correlate with what you, we are talking about.
Yes.
Hence, we are worried. You see? Now, they should be giving us, you know, what are we going to do, strategies, and what are we going to be doing. People must discuss to see that we can't, you see, this comes back to what we always complain about. But if we go to New York and we come back, we don't get a report.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And we are told that we were not. There's nothing like that. We are not always in the four countries that are, but we always have a country report because we submitted a country report. It means we never had a country report. That's why we can't come back and say anything.
We haven't had one for 2 years.
We haven't had it.
You see, that's the thing. I don't know. Maybe you can hint this to, I don't know, our concern, because now that it's so late, I don't know, you can talk to Togo, where can they slot it in, yeah. Yeah, this concern that we're talking about.
Come up with something.
Have you got another, okay, please.
Thank you,
Jen.
Actually, I was trying to look at the agenda of the program of the day. Of the 30th, and also the other problems in given the geography. But I don't see the representatives from the UN. Because as the chairperson was saying about the issue of the country report being taken to the UN, but because it's an international conference. But we haven't, no one is being allocated to talk on the issues of women from the UN. The question is because we have programs such as the Mufoshi program, the Hamas project. We have anybody from the UN.
Yes, and here the problem was because remember initially this conference was proposed, then a political decision was taken not to have it, and then it was decided to have it. So that somebody from the UN had been invited, but they had declined. I think the notice was too short. And so because this was organized in the last month or so, unfortunately, we've not been able to come from the UN.
That's what we missed the last time. That short notice was not going to be the prominent people to attend the conference. How much are you spending on this conference?
Do you know?
It's even the documentation check.
Here? Oh, your document.
The concept that I present is different.
No, I think we shouldn't divulge here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
that will cause
it's not, must be, I guess, as I did a sort. I think we are done with it. Can Una Tuga Pampela come in
to cover the other areas?
You have taken into cognizance that we have outlined what we think should be. And then they can maneuver somehow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mama, what I have done is preparation. If you look at the program for the 28th of August, there is an activity that necessitates that the Women's Caucus and CWP will develop the action plan. So what I've done, I've summarized our focus areas for both the CWP and the multi-party women's focus. So let me start with the CWP chapter focus areas. It is the areas that were identified when we had this strategic planning workshop on the 20th of June 2017.
Yeah.
And the areas that were identified as focus areas, the need to focus on increasing the number of women represented and participating in politics.
Sorry, nothing. We have a document here. Pat, do you have it on this screen?
Yes, but I want to talk to the summary.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, people can take it home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Okay. The identified focus areas, the other one, right? I'm starting with the WP.
Yeah.
The focus areas is the need to focus on increasing the number of women represented and participating in politics. These were the areas that were identified by the members who attended the planning workshop. So there were four areas that were identified: to increase the number of women represented and participating in politics, is the need to focus on the reintroduction of gender responsive budgeting, was a need to focus on violence against women, and the last one was the need to focus on women and with particular focus on cancer.
Wow.
In each focus area, the way I identified activities, for example, in the focus area dealing with increasing number of women represented and participating in politics, it was identified that there is a need to look at the IEC to review and amend the Electoral Act to cater for mandated legislative voters. It was also identified that the need to, whilst engaging with IEC, it was also identified as the need to engage the political parties to adopt voluntary gender quotas and to encourage female comrades to be champions of gender equality. It was decided that the he for she campaign will be cascaded to political parties as a way of engaging them to adopt voluntary gender quotas to increase the number of women participating and represented in politics. And also in the focus area of increasing the number of women participating in politics, it was said there is also a need to ensure that to focus on making politics attractive to women, like engage with political students to make them being attracted to politics. So it was decided that the CWP will host a regular dialogue with female political students as a way of marketing politics to young women. It was also decided that it's not only enough that we should increase the number of women represented and participating in politics, but we must make sure that the women who are already in politics stay longer. It was decided that we must profile all men members starting from 1994 in order to use those men as a resource facilities so that they can impart wisdom to the current members, so that the members can be motivated and their confidence grow so that they can stay longer in politics. Another activity, it was suggested that, okay, I've not spoken this, that it is also interesting, in order to make sure that women who are current members are interested and are excited about the CWP chapter, the CWP team must host regular fun social activities. Honorable Giza even suggested the cheese and wine evening as a way of marketing the CWP chapter to the current members. Another focus area was the issue of gender responsive budgeting. It was said that since the women budget initiative was funded, it was never adopted as a permanent feature in the first class. So it was decided there is a need to engage with the national treasurer on the issue of the introduction of gender responsive budget. During the meeting, the deputy speaker said that the way there are already initiatives by the speakers forum on the matter of introducing the gender resource budgeting. So it was decided that the CDAP chapter will engage with the deputy speaker on the current efforts by the speakers forum on the reintroduction of GRC. There was also an identified need to train the members, all members on the GRC, so that wherever committees they are located, they are able to sensitive on the issue of gender responsibility. Also, taking into consideration that the Ministry of Women is also a critical stakeholder in the implementation of GRC, it was also said that there's a need to engage the ministry on its development of the GRC, of the gender responsive budgeting framework. The other focus area for the CWP that was identified is the focus on the gender-based violence. So it was decided that we will host a round table with relevant departments on gender-based violence, including human trafficking and femicide. Department of Social Development were identified. I think it's part of the meeting that we will have next week on the
31st.
Also, around the issue of gender-based violence, it was agreed that there is a need to forge and strengthen relations with other civil society organizations that deal with the issue of gender-based violence. Another identified activity under gender-based violence was the need to engage traditional leaders, women in traditional leadership, to talk about the cultural practices that are discriminatory to women. An example was the issue of the widow's rights. And I think we're planning that for September as well, the women oversight role. It was also decided that when it comes to gender-based violence, the CWP chapter must be very vocal and must publicize and make statements condemning the violence against women. And the issue of raising motions in the house, in both houses of parliament in relation to GBV was also agreed upon. It was also agreed that the CWP will continue to lobby and advocate for legal reform for various vulnerable groups where GBV is prevalent. On the women, on the issue of women and health, it was decided that the CWP will host on-site screening for cancer in Parliament. It will make presentation to the Select and Portfolio Committee of Health about prioritizing oversight over women and health issues, especially cancer. It will continue to lobby and advocate for free provision of sanitary towels to indigenous women, because there is a link between unsanitary hygiene as well as cancer. And there was an identified need to conduct a study tour to a country that has managed to remove waste from sanitary towel as well, that has provided free sanitary towels. The country I can suggest now is Kenya, an African country. They managed to remove the waste from sanitary towels, and they are also providing free sanitary towels to women and girls. That is all, because we've identified only four focus areas, because it was said due to the short-term duration of the CWP charter, they need to focus on few areas in order to ensure success. Those are the identified focus areas for the CWP charter. This activity will be talked more about during the workshop when action plans are developed. So I thought maybe I should summarize what this CWP chapter has agreed upon, so that the members will be able to know what we agreed upon. I don't know whether to go to the focus areas of the multi-party women's focus.
Is it on this document?
No, it's another document.
Yeah, while we are getting into this, you know, there's one thing I forgot to ask you, Joy. This issue of the it's not within this, that I just want to go back to what Joy the issue of the opposition, what is the chief whip's concern?
The problem is that the opposition parties feel that they were not part of the council.
Which opposition party?
All of them too.
What is the multi-party women's caucus? It comprises of members of the opposition, I guess.
Yes.
And if they don't come, it's not our problem.
Well, with the EFF, their delegate was not coming to the meetings presently.
In the women's, in your committee. We're talking about multi-party.
Yeah. And then, who's this white woman, DA woman? Yeah.
No, the idea is that the opposition parties convene their own meetings, and the people who are sitting with us here, they go in and inform them of the proceedings and everything, what has taken and what is going to take place. Now they are not here almost every time. It's not that we are trying to bulldoze them. Hey, that is why I have a concern every time that where are they? Because I had foreseen such comments that would be coming out. But if you talk about the women's caucus, you are talking about everyone. And that communique that went out, it says every woman who is a member of parliament. It means including opposition parties. And I don't know what they mean. What do they want us to do?
Jim, maybe you can do it because we took a meeting at the
No, but it's
you know,
it's
but a very important
story. Does he understand what the women's caucus is? Yeah, no, Chief Whip.
Chief Whip Forum is that very well to say they do things without consulting us. They don't know what is happening.
Hey.
We had a steering committee where we raised the issue of time allocation.
Yes.
And that is the thing that discourages women from participating. That is why.
Then
we have raised the large issue that we are sacrificing our lunch to sit in this committee, which is part of parliament. And they have not allocated that into programming. And the steering committee consists of the opposition. There is the head of the deputy.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
From
those
IFP,
are the people who should go back
and then
respect.
There's also
Majeg,
the one who's now in the hospital. She's the consistent one, but Bondile was also in hospital. She was consistent in the last 3 years. But when she became ill, it was only Majeg that was coming. The CA was never interested to participate in this committee.
No, the DA was. Actually, she wanted to be a chairperson.
She was overruled by the opposition.
The opposition is
yes.
Not us.
No,
I didn't hear about A. So it's not our problem. No, Tina, we rely on the members that are coming in the steering committee.
Yeah, she was overruled by Bondile and
No, I think... I don't know how can we do it, because I think we should go to the chief and explain, because this is a wrong.
Because another person who might actually be complaining is
Robinson is the one who's complaining. She likes complaining.
No, nobody complained. It comes from the chief whip, ne? Yeah.
You know, the chief of the opposition complains.
No, I did not attend that meeting, but I was watching twice streamed live. But the sense I got from that meeting was that the chief whips were complaining that they, as officers of chief whips, were not consulted.
About what?
As chief whips.
Bravo.
And apparently they have received a communication requesting for a particular number of persons. Now there was this...
That first communique,
yes. Now there was the subsequent communique after we had complained that all members should attend.
Yes.
So there was that confusion.
No, but they must talk to them. What is happening?
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with the caucus. Actually, they were addressing the speaker because that committee is chaired by the speaker. So they were addressing the speaker because ours was not.
Who was taught? Are you the speaker?
The deputy secretary took the criticism, but she did say she put on the record that she's been working through the caucus, the women's caucus, and there also in fact had been a communication to the chief of children. All the chief of the set communication, but they forgot.
Now I'm worried about the okay, Pat, I'm good. I'm worried about the test day that we're given now.
Yes.
Because they might think that it's an ANC thing.
Yeah.
Because if they say this is not communicated to them, it's a very serious thing. Hey.
But it was explained that now.
Who explained it? Go back. It seems like even Nati in there, they don't care because it's a woman's thing.
Yes.
Even
look,
our
they
people,
care.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't communicate it to them. Our chief whip doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, I think that they will be happy once they see their names on the program, which is what we're going to do.
That's all they want. They want limelight. They don't want to come to basic.
They don't want to work.
No, they don't want to come to our meeting. They just want to be in the TV.
Okay, thank you. You wanted to talk on this.
Okay, I wanted to go back to what Tembagazu was presenting on the CWC. There are two departments that will help us to function or to implement the focus areas that we have selected there. In terms of health, the issue of sanitary, the water sanitary must come in because we also want them to tell us how they're going to help women, even in rural areas, to remove the toilets that are making, that infect our women. Because the sentence says the provision of proper sanitary towels is not only about the dignity and comfort, but it is also about health.
Yes.
So the dignity of women, women sit on those pit toilets and get infected there. So they must give us timelines, when are they going to do, we must talk to them. We must find a systematic way of helping women going out of this problem. So they are part. And then the Department of Health must also come on board. You remember, even when we talked with them on the sanitary towers, they were not on board. They didn't even have a plan.
We invited them.
Yes, we invited them. Mm. So we must also invite the water and sanitary.
These are the people who don't, who have a respect invitation.
Yes. And then there's another department, AS and Culture. We talked about the culture that oppresses women.
Mm.
So the Department of AS and Culture, we must have a discussion with them and how we're going to get the traditional leaders also to participate in both the sanitation, providing sanitation for women there, the traditional leaders must be there, then, and also the other part, so that they understand what we're talking about. Let us engage them. Even when we do oversight, let's go and meet the traditional leaders.
Yeah. Oh, and we are going to be late.
Oh, the bell is ringing.
Here, say Khalid. We are
both. Oh, Jehovah.
No, see, as we watch.
Now, get to the
phone,
Khalid.
Oh, God, the Khalid.
And no, but this is our friend. This is our friend. So, is everything captured that came from us? Now we are on this document. Pamela, are you doing this?
Hey, Emma, I'm going to talk about the. I've summarized the activities of the Multi-Party Women's Caucus. It will also help the members who they are engaged on developing
connections.
So what I've done with the activities of the Multi-Party Women's Caucus, I've identified examples of work that we've already done in our priority areas. For example, on the issue of advocating for women's socioeconomic issues, I've talked about we have done the issue.
I'm telling you, my name is
advocating for women's socio-economic issues as the multi-part we've done the lobbying and advocating for the removal of bed and sanitary towels. We have been briefed by various departments and under the women's socio-economic issues we did that joint oversight with the department with the portfolio on agriculture. On the issue of dealing with gender discrimination, we've also identified the need to engage with women in traditional industry. The priority areas for the Multiple Women's Caucus and the CWP are sort of linking and interconnected.
That's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
And I wanted to say, you see, there is going to be a confusion. That will be attending. You can see they are interlinked. Tina Funega, we must have a way of
combining. I'll do that and forward a one document so that it's
Pat, you wanted to say something. I agree, Anuria. As long as we have these documents, Tina, we are going to. But as a Pelelang, I'm going to prove it. Now I just wanted to plead with our comrades when we attend these things. Our comrades mustn't keep quiet, as if Suzo Lidong about as if us dealing as it. We must be seen really to be leading as we've got every information.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Against
the
human also called the new minister of finance. Remember when we were talking about sanitary
Department
of Treasury was under my
chair,
we must try and make a meeting with the new minister.
I like the deputy who
is an aboboitu.
He's
an aboboitu.
Oh, Mr. Kennedy.
So that they can understand why we want the bed to be moved, and they must give us a clue when will they remove it. Because otherwise it will not be people on the
Maybe baza bani approach better. And mhlambe sithina sifubaza uzabona. Hayi le nto bekuthunyelwa ngabantu abasabalo. Now, I think that's about. Now, I'm so disturbed that now. What was I thinking of? Mina ngicabanga ukuthi le nto iqala on Tuesday afterwards.
Monday.
Kanti nje.
Kuqala Monday.
But I reckon it's better than like a beginner.
No, match of Monday.
On Monday. She's not preparing for the workshop.
So are you
from the child caucus?
It's time to clarify.
On Monday, it's not preparatory workshop on the 28th.
Where is the venue for that? No, this is ours.
That one, especially, we are supposed to be there because it's going to be the National Caucus and the Provincial Caucus. That one is on the 28th. It's in the old assembly chamber. It starts at 8. And then. And then on Tuesday, the actual conference starts.
Now they are talking about the new meeting.
The National Assembly. Conference is going to take place in the National Assembly.
Oh, you never been Ibuza when you are saying the old
on
assembly.
On Tuesday and Wednesday. And also a reminder, this coming Thursday, the 31st, after the conference, is our first Thursday that we've been given as
by
a caucus,
to
have our meetings. Caucus times, so that caucus meeting of ours with the Department of Social Development as well as SAPS is going to be on that Thursday.
Yeah, you must,
so
you must give
the week.
You see, we will be berserk. You must remind us.
I'll keep on saying
Where is the banquet? Where is the banquet? Where is the banquet?
The banquet will be on
Tuesday. Ningalibali ke. There's a banquet.
Are we going to be given this allowance so that we can buy the
no, but you can't blame this on Asuma Diba.
No,
your wife
I'm saying
the
international. No, I'm saying the arrangement. This is an international conference. It's like going overseas and being in an international conference. So
you
can see people in our villages.
I'm going to go to the office. Mamela here, what is?
I'm asking the ministry program they're working on farm projects.
Oh, they, or put up on what day, Nancy?
No, we put up your name over the same day of the 29th.
No, Gabantu Abangazung, and I'm free.
Social development is the
no, that thing, okay, can it? It is the delegates who are not going to be part of the international.
That's,
oh, okay. Yeah, but I have a I'm going to go to the house.